She peaceful? Yeah. So that's prophetic. You got to speak. You speak those things in to the existence. How are we doing, Dan? Hallelujah. Good? Yeah, better. All right. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Man, come on. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit this morning. Come on, moving us to a place. The Lord delights to reveal to us those things which Christ has made available to us through the cross. And he loves to reveal things to us. And I think right now this morning, the presence of God is ushering us into a realm of peace and rest. As Jake was saying and as was prophesied this morning, there is a breaking through into the realm of the presence of God where God's people could have rest and peace in every situation, every time. He's developing and creating a habitation of his presence and his peace in our lives. And I want to capture that this morning because I feel it so strongly that Lord is trying to reveal and show us and usher into his rest and his peace. And the scripture that came is in John 14. John 14, verse 25, talking about the gift of his peace. He was talking to his disciples. See, it's so important that we realize what God is trying to give to us and what he's given to us. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is a gift that he gives us, that he wants us to have in our lives as a person, that we would guide us into truth. So in John 14, verse 25, Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you remembrance to all things." Here's why we need the Holy Spirit. I believe the download is so tremendous. Have you ever sat through a whole textbook and said, "Man, that's just too much"? God sent us the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us when we need things at the time that we need them, because we just can't absorb it all at one time. Jesus said, you can't take this all right now. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a helper. I'm going to send you a helper, the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you all things. Say all things. And he'll bring you into remembrance all things that I said to you. Listen to this, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you." Come on. He didn't take it from us. It belongs to you. Say peace.
Peace
belongs to me. He left it with us. He says, "My peace I give to you. Not as the world does, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid." Right? He gave us the Helper. He gave us the Holy Spirit to remind us in these times. What I feel like is we are a new creation. We are designed now in the new creation. We were designed from the very beginning to be in the presence of God. Our inner man, we talk about that design to be in the presence of the God 24-7. 24-7, that's the way. That is the ushering in my peace. That is the God of my peace. It is. He's leaving that with us. And here's what I feel that has been going on. There is an assignment of the enemy to distract and take us out of our peace. Come on, look at all around the world. Look at every channel in the news media. It is not designed to get you to vote Democrat or Republican. It is not designed to manipulate you to vote a certain way. It is designed to get the body of Christ off their peace. It is designed to get us off onto the natural things that we do, the natural things we look for, and rather than that, just rely and know who we are. See, the Holy Spirit loves to reveal to us who we really are. Come on, he is our peace. God gave us that peace, and the enemy is trying to knock us off. Just think about the things that are going on in the news. Then go to your life. Just think about the things that try to concern you and worry you. Jesus said, be anxious. Paul was talking about, don't be anxious. Don't, what? But what? Make your requests known. Be in prayer. Stay in his peace constantly. Because the situation that most damaging is when we get knocked off our peace and we begin to react in a different way and we try to get things done, whatever, on our own hand. And I've been there and there's battles. And that's the battle, is to stay in the peace. A few weeks ago, we talked about David and Goliath. And David was facing a Goliath. Come on. And Goliath was he was trying to get David off his game. When I ball with Jack, Jack's a talker. Yeah, he's trying to get me off my game. And someday, man, you might win a game. Oh! One-on-one, right? What's that, Jack? Did you say something? Oh, what's that? Every time. He's prophesying now. He's speaking to the future. I like that. You got it, right? Someday, man, that's good. But what is he doing? He's trying to get you off your game. It's trying to tell you who you are, trying to identify you, trying to get you. Man, you can't make that shot. Man, you ain't going to make that shot. Tom, you're too old. You can't get around me. He never said that, okay? So, I'm not kidding. Did you? Okay, good. He has some repenting later or something. But no, the enemy wants to get you off your game. He wants you to focus on what you're facing in the natural and not realize that the God of peace, Jesus Christ, our peace, is with us the whole time. Amen. The Holy Spirit is where? With us, constantly. When we're born again, we are a new creation. Say, I'm a new creation. The presence of God is where I live, right? The presence of God is where I live, I move, and I have my being. That's what Romans 8, 12, 20 says. He was talking about where we live. See, the enemy wants us to get shifted off the thought of who we really are in any situation, because he wants you to look at the natural and say, because of the natural, this is not true. Every time. He wants you to doubt yourself. He wants to doubt God. He wants to doubt your Creator, the Holy Spirit. So when Linda talks about teaching these kids, I love Linda. He says, when the kids do something wrong, watch out, because God's going to, I'm going to watch out for Linda, man. You better watch out. You don't mess with these kids. And you're not going to find any more passionate, any more loving who's back there with your kids and working with your kids. I mean, it's such a blessing to have someone like Linda working with your children back there. Come on. Anything goes on. And Linda will let you know, too. She'll let you know and say, hey. Yeah, don't monkey with Linda. But it's because she's passionate. She loves the children, right? Yeah. She does. Don't mess with that. And that's how God loves us, too. She's a great example of that. The passion that God wants to reveal. The Holy Spirit is a genius. How many people like geniuses? Dan? Yeah, geniuses are good. The Holy Spirit is a genius. He knows all the things that are available to you. He knows it all. And he is so excited to reveal those things to you. Do you imagine walking with a life coach and constantly being there with you through every situation and circumstance? Is that true? Here's the thing. Sometimes I don't pay attention to that. I have to confess, Jake. Sometimes I don't pay attention that the Holy Spirit is there with me all the time. That peace belongs to me. That there is, you know, we were working on construction and there's a thing called a manual. And you guys see like a manual, how you put things together? Okay, we can tell the jokes that guys don't look at manuals, you know, they naturally start putting things together. So my guys jumped on this bin and they started assembling part of this bin. And they didn't look at the manual and it was a different bin. So they just went up there and they started doing that. And then David goes, hey, you're supposed to do this. And we're like, oh, now what? Now you got to go back and take it apart, right? Wouldn't that have been nice just to have looked at the manual for a second, right? Just to look at the manual for a second and say, hey, this is how it goes. This is where we're going to go here. See, the thing about the Holy Spirit, too, and he talks about, is he wants to reveal to us our future. Yep. Jesus said, okay, in Romans 8, 12, as I'm talking about, Romans 8, 12 says, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what a sinful nature urges you to do. Why? Because what? I am a new creation, right? We're something different now. We have the Holy Spirit, a way of living. If you live by its dictates, you will die. Nobody here wants to die. But if you live by the power, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. Who wants to live? I want to put it together right the first time. Come on. Do you want to go through it and do it the wrong way? Now listen, he's not mad at you. I wasn't mad at my guys. Well, yeah, kind of. But I need to work on that. I said, man, did you guys even look at the manual? I said, no, but this is the way we usually do it. How many people like to do things the same way and just know what to do and do it over and over again? You know what I'm finding? The older I get, the more I just like to have a pattern and just do it, right? Don't change up my stuff. Don't start making something new. But the thing about God is it's always new. His promises are new every morning. There's something new here. So we got to get used to it, right? We got to get used to something new. He wants to show you something new right now. In the very situation right now that you're in, that you may be fighting, the Holy Spirit is so excited to say, listen, we got this, man. Yeah. We got this, David, Goliath thing. We got this situation, right? I want you to know who you really are, okay? I want you to know that everything that Christ died for and the inheritance and seated in heavenly realms, all those things we've been talking about before when we died on the cross, those belong to you. And right now you're going through a situation, right? But you're going through, and we're going through together because I want you to experience the power and the majesty of who you are and who we are together right now. We're going to go through this together. Every time. How many people in this room can raise their hand and say they've gone through something through? I'm not saying you went through it to the other side and you found how big and strong and mighty God really is. How many people here? Come on, testify. That is the power. He said the Holy Spirit will come in and you will have power to be my witnesses. Your life, say my life, is the witness of who Christ is. It's your life. It's your life. They ask me, how did you get through that? How did you get through it? I'm telling you, I'm humbled. They say, I partnered up with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart where there was times that my Holy Spirit broke me down. And it says, it goes on. So that was life to me. When the Holy Spirit speaks, he speaks life and truth to me. So we partner up to that, the power of the Spirit. He says those things. So we focus on what the Spirit says. He says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Guess what? Guess what I get to be led by? Guess what's challenging me right now? Am I being led by the Spirit or something else? Come on. What is trying to lead me right now? Where is this trying to take me? God, where is this going? There's a fight and a battle for that. Man, this thing is not... Whose ear was on this before mine? There we go. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. I am not a fearful slave. I'm not going to be afraid anymore because that's not who I am. We talked about a couple weeks. That's gone. I'm not afraid. Fear, you're a liar. You're a liar. You have not received that. Say, I have not received a spirit that makes me afraid. Come on, what spirit have you received? Power, love, and a sound mind. You got to just speak. Is that the truth? Man, I gotta check myself when I'm on the job and the guys, and something's not going right. You got to pull back and you got to say, hey, wait a minute here. What's going on? Where's my peace? That peace that belongs to me, where is it going? It belongs right here. Talk about the enemy that's trying to rob you. He doesn't want you to know. He's trying to steal your peace. He's the Goliath that's shouting up, saying, hey, this doesn't belong to you. Why? Because he wants you to function in something else. He wants you to put on the armor like David was trying to put on that armor. It doesn't fit. And you know as well as I knew, when you start operating in something else, it doesn't fit. You know it don't fit. This is not me. This is not me. This doesn't fit. This doesn't work. It's not working. It's because that's not who you're designed to be. The Holy Spirit is where we're designed to be and function out of constantly. All the time, 24/7. It's just the way it is. And it keeps working on that gift of that Holy Spirit. It's like, man, this is who you are in this situation. So you've not received a spirit that makes you fearful, a slave. Instead, what you received, God's Spirit, when he adopted you as his own child, when you were born again, you are adopted. Now we call him Abba, Father. For the Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. Come on, we are joined together. The Bible says we are joint heirs, seated with Christ. Come on. This is who we are, and this is what the challenge is. This is what the Holy Spirit does. I love Graham Cook. He puts things so eloquently when he talks about things like the Holy Spirit. I'm going to quote him some. I'm going to read some things here because it just sometimes you can't put it better. The Father takes a huge interest and involvement in the development of who you are. The Holy Spirit loves the war on negativity because he is so equipped to fight it. He is such a genius at fighting it. And he will make it exciting and interesting because he's that kind of person. He's the most encouraging, the most exhilarating, the most exuberant personality that I have ever met. He is a genius at everything, and he flat out knows it. And he will say to me sometimes, Graham, do not forget. Tell them that I'm a genius, because sometimes they live like they don't know. Holy Spirit is the one who gets everything done. The Father speaks it into being, and the Holy Spirit goes and gets it done. He's a genius at life. Let me tell you right now, he's a genius at life. Right now, you're living life. And he's a genius at it. Come on. He knows what you need. He knows everything that's available to you, and he wants to reveal it to you. He's so excited. Could you imagine trying to teach your kid something that you know he can do? Come on. Come on, Timmy. I know you can jump off of that. I know you're going to land and you're going to make that. I know you can make that catch. I know you can. Come on, let's work together. You know, Lucas, can I talk about Lucas? I have so many stories about Lucas. But Lucas, I bought him this glove, and the glove was a terrible glove, and I never even tried the glove. And I got him this new glove, and it just, every time it wasn't, it just pop out, so I was using it. And one day I come over there, and I saw Lucas, and he had my glove. And I said, whoa. And I threw that ball. It was like from here to the wall one time, and we're playing this game. I chucked that thing, and I threw it, and he went up, and he grabbed it, and he caught it. And he's like, Dad, did you see that? I caught it. And something in me leaped. He said, you got it. I knew you could do it. See, you got it. Right? It's the same thing in the Spirit. When sickness or disease come, we look at that and we say, no, we can't do it. The Holy Spirit says, no, that's not you. You are perfect. You are made strong. There is not sickness can't dwell there any longer. You're whole. You got it. You got it. There are miracles, things that are going on right now that you got. That you got. It's in you. That's just truth. That's the Word. You got it. And when he caught that, his eyes lit up. He said, what? I got it. I said, yeah, good job. And he's so excited. He wants to show you that. Don't run away from it. You're okay. One of the things that we go back to when we talk about is, do we trust God? Is the second thing, can God trust us? Knowing that he knows the best thing, that he's a genius at life. He's a genius at difficult circumstances. He's a genius. He knows how to love his way through everything. He knows how to disarm every fiery dart that's come against you and your family. He's an expert at it. He's an expert at turning everything that the enemy wanted to use you, against you around and use it on him. Yes. What did David use? Knocked him out. Didn't see that coming, did he? Took the very sword, the very thing that was coming against David, he took it and used against the enemy, and he self-destructed. He was gone. He was defeated. The very thing that was trying to come against you, it'll turn around, and God will get the glory for it. He'll say, man, your God is great. He is mighty. How did he do that for you? How did he do that for you? And then you're his witnesses. Why? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in you. He's a genius at life. Jesus is Lord over the church. The Holy Spirit is Lord inside the church. He has come to take everything that belongs to Jesus and make sure that you get it. He wants you to get it. Come on. He wants us to get it. That is his job description, and he loves it. He loves revealing Jesus. He loves disclosing to you what is coming next. Come on. He wants you to be prophetic in your lifestyle. He wants you to be present future. So often, we go present past. Come on. We hold people hostage to past behaviors, past things that they've gone into, the people that we've no longer. That is not who we are. That is not what the Holy Spirit is. He's present future. You understand what I'm saying? You understand the failures and of the past, the things that maybe you struggle with does not define who you are, because that wasn't you. That wasn't you. That wasn't what God created from the beginning. And what we bring focus to, see, the Holy Spirit never focuses on a negative. He keeps speaking to you of who you are. Come on. Every day, he's encouraging and exhorting me and lifting me up and saying, Tom, come on, what are we going to do today? Jake, what are we going to do today? Come on. And the challenge is not to walk away from that. The challenge is to say, hey, you know what? Today I'm going to partner with the Holy Spirit, and we're going to go out, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But whatever it is, Father, let me not miss an appointment. Let me not miss my moment with you to take me to a place. Because it's like sometimes I feel like we get behind. We get behind of where God wants us to be. Okay? No shame, no blame. Okay? But the Bible talks about a quickening in the Spirit of God in our development and trusting in Him. When David got into that situation, it was a big situation in his life. But what he saw there was an opportunity to be advanced in what God had promised him. There was a big Goliath. And when he faced that Goliath, when he got through that circumstance, it elevated David on the plateau of what was prophesied over his life. Your situation is only there to elevate you into the place where God has called you to be. Don't run from it. It's yours.
It's ours, yes.
Because you won. Say, I won.
I won.
You're the victor. You won. No, I mean, it's true, Deb. You know it's true. I think Deb knows it's true. So you walk around and the enemy's yelling all these things, and that you're fighting not as a sick person, you're fighting as a well person, fighting off disease and sickness. You are whole, you are well. The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside you. Every sickness and disease has been defeated, right? He is the God that heals us. Every issue has been taken care of. It's been put to the cross. I am Christ. You know what I'm crucified with Christ. I live for you, Lord. So you're going through that battle.
Yes.
But you won. Come on.
Yes.
The enemy's defeated. So you move. And the Lord and the Spirit wants to quicken us. He wants to give us as much things as we can handle, as fast as we can handle. Here's the thing. We have to be quicker to say yes. Just say yes, Lord. I trust you. Do you trust me? That's a big question. But he wants to be proved to you that he's trustworthy. I trust you, Father God. The Holy Spirit comes to empower us. He doesn't come to dispower us. He comes to empower us and elevate us. Know that. He's coming to empower. You will receive what? Power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses. I have received what?
Power.
Power. Come on. The Spirit of God rests in you. He rests in this place. You find that place of peace. As we were singing the songs here this morning, I am not alone. So many times you think, I got to do this on my own, or I got to fight this battle on my own. It's such a lie from the enemy, because he's already disconnecting you from the truth that the Spirit of God is with you, that he's with you. He's just lied, and you just took it. And now you're fighting on a different plane. You're fighting on a plane of the loneliness. You're fighting on a plane that's not true. And you become defeated in that because it's just not the truth. The Spirit isn't mad. He's like, listen, you know that I'm here, son. I'm here to show you who you are. You're not in trouble. You're not in danger. And you're not alone. I have already gone before you. I've already fought everything that was against you. And you're mine. Come on. He's building our faith, and he's allowing us, he's really demonstrating his peace in this situation to rise up in this moment. Because I know so many people right now are in that big moment time where they have to push everything to the table and say, all right, trust you with this. Because your word says, and you promised, and I know, God, that you love me. And he comes in his love, and he says, you can trust me with this now. I am brilliant at life. All those things that you were afraid of, that's not the Spirit that I gave you. I gave you a sound mind, one to be at peace. I defeated all those things that could cause harm, worry, and fear. I took all of those things that could really hurt you away. They're defeated. You can't. You're not going to die. You're not. You're going to live. Come on. And sometimes we fight the battle to receive that. Amen? We fight the battle to receive that and to know that we know that we know. Come on. The Holy Spirit was given to us, hallelujah, to partner with us, to reveal to us the things we need and the time that we need it. And the Bible says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't put the manual to the side. Don't put your friend to the side in moments of trouble. You know, Sandy was telling me one time with the daycare, when kids get in trouble, has the kids ever gotten in trouble in daycare? Imagine that. The kids get in trouble in daycare. She said, you know what? The thing is that she's learned in psychology and just how the brain works, is that when a child thinks and knows that they're in trouble, they can't receive any instruction or direction during that time. They call it a lid or something. You guys remember this? They call it a lid. So when you think you're in trouble, you go like this. Whoop! Danger! Danger! Right? You're in trouble. Now I got to say whatever I need to say to get out of this trouble. Right? And she's trying to give you instructions, you know, why that's dangerous and this and that and that. And they can't take it in. They can't receive instruction because that part of the brain, am I saying this right, Mary? Did you take this class? Okay, good. You're flipping your lid. But that part of the brain that absorbs information, that part of the brain that can take it in and say, okay, and receive that, is not open. It's closed. Your whatever is acting up saying, you need to protect yourself right now. You're in danger. And that's why God gave us his peace. Because we need to always be able to receive in every circumstance. And we can't receive without peace. Your lid blows up. Danger. Danger. No, you do. When you think financially, when you look at the bills, right? Danger, danger. Is that silly? Should I not do that? I already did it, though. Whoop! You're not in danger. I did some things. But I want, you know, when you know God loves you because he loves you because he loves you, he wants to show you what you're missing in your experience with him there. Like there's this, in your mind, this gap or this problem with you when there is no problem. He's like, no, you're good there. I want to work with you here, okay? I want you to have an experience with me where this thing that's been haunting you for a while will haunt you no more, like it said. You're not a slave to that thought, that fear, any longer. Because it's not true. It's not true. I'm going to show you it's over. It's over. You're mine. I got you. I'm going to show you how to do this. Walk with me. I'll show you. It's okay. Those words are so powerful when you're going through something because it begins to bring peace back into your life where everything was like, and those kids are like, danger, danger. My head, when you sit them down and you say, listen, you bring calm and peace. You demonstrate love. I'm not disowning you. Some of you maybe thought of that, but they're your child. You got to keep them. No. Wrong, Tom. Bad. Bad thought. Negative thought. That's why he says these are the children of God. You're my child. See, I'm his child. You're his child forever. You're his, okay? So this is your deal. He's not mad at you. He says, shh, calm down. He wants to wrap us around in his love. And that's what happens in worship sometimes. We just got to let go and just trust in his love. He says, you're fine. And then he begins to minister to us then. Because you can't get it for like this. You come into those things, you got to sell it down and say, all right. Something's trying to keep you like this. But I'm going to show you that that's not you and you're fine. I am the God that healeth you. I'm Creator God. There's nothing too big for me. And my Holy Spirit is a genius at navigating through life situations. What brings not only healing and restoration. Yes, it's tough. But he brings healing and restoration. He also puts God... And he gives God the glory where you know what, we're his children, and he just demonstrates his goodness and everything through that. And the question is, do we say yes? Do we say yes to God when it is hurtful? When things are difficult, because, man, I've been there, and I know most of you have been there. And you say, yeah, okay, God, you know, I don't like the way this feels, and my soul is a little bit off-center. God, bring me into your love and place where my soul can say it as well. It is well. Yes. Show me that that thing is dead and that I'm not going to allow that thought to even have a place in me anymore. And God, the thought that you have for me, my thought for my son was that this isn't over. Now that's what he put in me. Now for you, something else might come in. But it's so important that we leave a place for the Holy Spirit to come in and to speak to us. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit or you don't, And you think that that's a distant thing, I'm here to tell you this morning that's not true. You as the new creation have an inheritance. Jesus said, it was so good that I go because I will send you help. And he told his disciples to go wait for this. Because when you go through life, you're going to need the Holy Spirit to remind you of all these things. And the time that you need it, he'll give it to you. And that's good enough for me, and that's got to be good enough for us. In this time, the Lord is trying to deal with something and show us the truth about who we are in the situation that we're in. And that's really actually very exciting. So much power, so much ability, so much grace, so much love, so much joy, so much of all of that is eternal. It's never ending because it's from heaven, is right there. And it's in that place that every lie of the enemy is defeated, because the circumstance doesn't necessarily change. But my heart begins to rejoice in the Creator God, because my life isn't dependent on my circumstance. It rejoices in who I am and who He is and who can be for me. That demonstrates a witness. Come on. Even though all these things are going on right now, I'm standing in the peace of God because I know it passes my understanding. And I'm going to be set free because that's who I am. And I've realized that God loves me because He loves me because He loves me. And that's what He's going to do. He's relentless on that part. So I can trust in a relentless love. I can trust in a woman who relentlessly loves children and won't stop for any child who will lay down her life for the children. That's what I say, man, I send my kids to Linda. Everyone. That's God and greater. So thank you, Linda, for being such a great example of that. And you keep on going. And you don't stop. Linda's not going to stop. I know God and the Holy Spirit is not going to stop. Can I pray? Father God, we thank you. Why don't we stand? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit here this morning. Father God, we thank you for your peace and your love and your joy. And right now, I'm just gonna ask, if you have not even received the Holy Spirit, if you don't even know what that's at, come on. That's yours to have. That belongs to you. Peter encountered it. He said, these guys are full with the Holy Spirit. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit is what Jesus came to do. He said, John the Baptist said, I come to baptize you in water, but one comes after me who's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And that was Jesus. Because Jesus knows. He says, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm not going to leave you widows. You are not alone. But I have sent my Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to walk with you, to be with you, to remind you of all that you are, all that you have. Hallelujah, Father God. So if you want that, come on, and you haven't had that, why don't you come up, we'll have Jake, we'll lay hands on you, and you just raise your hands. And right now, I really believe in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God, that there is a declaration of hearts here. That there have been some lies that have, we have believed in, that the enemy has tried to take root to take us out of who we are. Come on, God, it said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. I didn't give you that. What I gave you was a Holy Spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father God, right now, Lord Jesus, come on. We receive everything that the Holy Spirit has given to us. Bring back the sound mind. Hama. Bring back the power of the love, Lord Jesus, that you've given us, Lord. Come on, Lord. In the place where the enemy has tried to steal, will steal no longer. Because the demonstration of God's love and power has overthrown all that which was against us. And every lie has been identified, and every truth shall be released to accomplish everything that it was sent to do. When He spoke it into your life, it was for eternity. And it will not return void. We thank you for your Spirit, God. We thank you for your goodness and your love. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Great word. Great word. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your dedication and bringing that word forth. Cool. Hallelujah. Those that are looking for a deeper experience and the power of the Holy Spirit, I'd like you to gather there. And then here, I just feel like there's a healing vein, and I'd like those that are needing anything. In fact, I felt it so strong during the beginning of the service that I just wanted to kneel down and just release myself and whoever else is fighting that battle, that we just kneel down and let God take over. So if that's you, or if you're needing to pray for someone, I'd like you to gather here on the left side. And those that are looking for more depth of spirit on this side, to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with gifts and signs following, you'd gather right there and we'd get this job done. Here in 15